Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be so led by God's Spirit that God's kingdom will come wherever you go. And my guest this week is going to give you a jump start. What do I mean by jump start? Her name is Deborah Shambora. I'm speaking to her by way of telephone, her home in a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona, a city right outside of Phoenix, Gilbert, Arizona. And Deborah had a horrible thing happen to her. A horse trampled her. And if it wasn't for a miracle of God, she wouldn't be here today. But when she came back from heaven, she had no sight. Her vision was gone. Gradually, God is in process of healing her. But he started out in such a unique fashion that instead of natural vision, she has got supernatural vision, a gift she's never had before, in which she sees the invisible world as clearly as you and I see the visible world. She knows what's going on in the hearts of people. And she said, if I had to make a choice, which I don't, but if I had to make a choice, I'd take the spiritual vision any day. Is that right, Deborah?
Yes, that's totally right.
Well, I'm going to be talking about something that I believe it's God's time, God's moment. We have put together a kit, and we call it a One New Man kit. And if we could recapture what the first church had, then we could recapture the same power and intimacy with God that the first church had. And I am shocked at how what we call church today evolved, but evolved so different than what the first church had. And so we've put together a One New Man kit. And the way I like to say it is someone could take this box with all the very, very special materials that are inside, the best we've been able to gather on every aspect of the One New Man, and I could parachute them anywhere in the world, and they could start a house congregation. Now, recognize the first church started without even the New Testament. So imagine the heads up that someone would have. Let me tell you what's in our One New Man kit. There's a booklet that says how to begin a One New Man fellowship. There's another book on what the church was like and how the biblical festivals are supposed to be used. This is by my friend Dr. Robert Heidler. Chuck Pierce, among others, are in his church. And I want to read something from his book. It's called A Visit to the Early Church. And I'm quoting from the book now. I would like to take you with me to a visit, a gathering of the early church. No one in the first few centuries had ever seen a church building, a steeple, a stained glass window, a pulpit or a pew, a hymnal or church bulletin. No one wore a coat and tie. There was no written liturgy to follow. Most of those things would not become a part of church tradition until more than 1,000 years later. The early church lacked all of those things, yet had a power far beyond anything the church today can comprehend. What was the worship of the early church like? Let's imagine we're walking down a street in the city of Rome. It's AD 95. We're about to drop in on a typical church service in that city. The church we're going to visit is a house church. The early church operated on two levels, the house church and the congregation. Even if the church grew to 20 or 30,000 members, its primary unit would still be the house church. From time to time, the house churches would also congregate in a larger group. This often took place outdoors or in a rented auditorium. In Jerusalem, they met in the temple courts. In other words, I equate it to the homeschooling movement. Now, he doesn't say this. I'm just putting in my two cents. And in the homeschooling movement, it's wonderful for the children, the way they grow. But they're missing things. They miss other children. They miss athletics. And there are a number of things that are missing. And so these homeschooling kids get together once a week or a couple times a month with others that are being homeschooled, and they get something they could not get by themselves. That's what went on with the first church. They started in the houses, and they had the great intimacy and the power of God, but then they came together for corporate worship and fivefold impartation. And by the way, the one new man kit can be used for an established church, or it could be used for someone that wants to start a house church. And to me, the easiest thing is starting a house church, because they're going to, we're coming into the greatest revival in the history of planet Earth. And when that happens, the buildings we have, which we call church, won't accommodate all the people. Let me keep reading from this. We arrive at the door of a typical Roman house and are warmly welcomed by the host. As we walk through the door, you look across the entrance into the large open courtyard of the home. There appears to be some kind of party going on. Some of the people are playing flutes and tambourines, while others are singing, dancing, and clapping their hands. These people are overflowing with joy because they've come to know the living God. What you are witnessing is the way the early church praised God. This type of worship is foreign to much of the church today, but from the biblical and historical records, this is what the worship in the early church was like. It was a free and joyful celebration with a great deal of singing and dancing. Most church services would begin with the people getting in a ring or several concentric rings and dancing Jewish-style ring dances like the hora. After much singing and dancing, food is brought out. People find their seats and prepare for a meal. This shared weekly meal is called the Love Feast. To begin the meal, the women of the house light the candle, saying a special prayer of thanksgiving. Then one of the leaders stands with a cup, blesses the Lord, and passes it around so each one can drink from it. He then picks up a loaf of bread and offers thanks. It also is passed from person to person. This is the Lord's Supper in its original context. The meal is a joyful time centered on devotion to the Lord. As they eat, the believers talk about the things of God, share testimonies, recite and discuss scripture, and sing praises to the Lord. After the meal, worship continues until at some point a change begins to take place. There's a subtle shift in the atmosphere. The air seems to thicken. A tangible sense of the presence of God comes and rests in the place. As those assembled sense the presence of God, some fall to the ground and worship. Others stop and are silent, welcoming the Lord's presence. As the presence of God rests in their midst, ministry begins to take place. A woman on the far side of the courtyard stands and gives a word of knowledge for healing. A man raises his hand and people cluster around to pray for him. He's instantly healed. Someone else stands up and reads a passage of scripture. Another man, a teacher, gives an explanation of the passage. A woman stands and gives a beautiful prophetic song. Many are so touched by its beauty and anointing, they begin to weep. Prophetic words are given. Well, I'm going to stop right here. You can read this when you get your kit. It's called The Messianic Church Arising. Then I have a DVD from Tony and Felicity Dale of House to House that tell you how to start a house congregation. I have what is the best soaking room in the United States, Cindy Parton. I had her put together a CD of how to start a soaking room. Then I have some soaking music by an unknown, but a man that has the anointing of God. I have a teaching on how to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I have the best book on how to prophesy. I have what I consider the best book on how to walk in healing and how to pray for the sick. the best book on the Feast of Israel with the most beautiful pictures, then a DVD of me teaching on the One New Man, and my latest book, The Incomplete Church, that explains the new move of God's Spirit, the One New Man. And of course, if you understand the One New Man, then you know that we are supposed to reach Jewish people with the good news, and the most effective book that I have to reach Jewish people with the good news. We put all of these together in a package called the One New Man Kit, ship it to you, and you can start your own One New Man house congregation. You can continue going to your own church. You can give it to your pastor and let him start One New Man congregations. You see, God is so diverse. He uses everything and anything. Deborah, you've been very patient, but I have to ask you, you told me that you go to a regular church, but you also have a house congregation. What happens at your house congregation?
Well, the house congregation is a place where we get together to actually learn about the Lord. It's interesting you said schooling, homeschooling. I thought that was a great image to think about, because homeschooling is what we do in the house church. We come together and we ask the Lord to teach us to go deeper in Him. We ask Him to reveal through one another. We pray. We read the Word. We sing. We worship. We soak. We do all of those things. But the idea of it is to grow deeper with the Lord, to get a better relationship.
Well, you see, I believe that these kits that I just described are going to go all over the world. And I believe that people will grab this kit and there'll be 10,000 house congregations that are going to form. And I believe I'm speaking to someone right now that's saying, God, there must be something more. God, I want to be in such a quantity of your presence that I don't think about myself and I just think about you. There's got to be something like this on planet Earth. Well, maybe that's God's way of telling you to start one. We're making it available. It would cost you $170+ if you bought each item by itself, but we're making it available for $100. I would urge you to call or write today and ask for the One New Man Kit for a donation of $100. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.